You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. Here, it's time to almost close our series looking at all 32 teams and the key fantasy football questions for the 2022 season. We're down to our last division, the AFC West. We've already talked about the Broncos and Chiefs. We did that to close last week. If you missed any of the previous looks at any of the teams, check it out. 30 teams are up. Two more to go. One of them are the Las Vegas Raiders. They get the spotlight to start this week on a Monday. Then we'll close this series with the Chargers there on a Tuesday. We did have the big Deshaun Watson news drop here on Monday. We'll break that down in depth for you and how to deal with that in fantasy football on Wednesday. So we will switch gears and start looking at fantasy football draft strategies that you want to look at, where you want to draft players, where you want to avoid players, sleepers, busts, mock drafts, all that coming up this month to help you dominate your draft at the end of the month or in early September. So looking forward to that. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. We are free and available to you on all platforms. And I also can tell you that this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right. Time to look into the Las Vegas Raiders. Speaking of gambling and looking at a team that has some upside here for offense, definitely you look at the Raiders and what they can bring to the table with Josh McDaniels taking over as the new offensive-minded head coach. You also had another big addition here, Davante Adams, arriving in the wide receiver core. So we'll get a question about the wide receiver core, and we'll make it a little bit more general, but focusing on Adams in our second segment. But first, like we do with all these teams, we focus on the quarterback first. Is Derek Carr the hottest sleeper in fantasy football? Now, he's going, according to Fantasy Pros, his ADP is in the QB2 range, but the early QB2 range. So outside of the deep leagues, the 14-team leagues, he's going 15th in most situations here. And a lot of quarterbacks going ahead of them are the ones that finished last year. You also have some rising stars, Trey Lance. Now that he's been named the 49ers starting quarterback, he's in the top 12. Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, those are some of the names that have been slipping out of QB1 realm here. But Derek Carr just outside those guys. And the numbers have been going up for Derek Carr. I think he settled well into the offense last year, but now he gets a better offense here with McDaniels. They're going to make better use of the Raiders' weapons overall. And maybe not force it in the running game as much. They're going to open it up, throw it. That's what McDaniels does well. He doesn't just put them in a spot where, okay, we're going to try to run the ball and pound it with Josh Jacobs and try to play defense with that, looking at Kenny Drake and Zamir White and having some depth there. Really, you're looking at the Raiders being a pass-first team. They should be. When you have Davante Adams as a true number one, you've got some other guys as well that are established in Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow. These are guys that Derek Carr has developed amazing chemistry with over their time in Las Vegas. So first it was Waller and Waller's breakout, and then Renfrow picking up where he left off at Clemson as a clutch receiver. Just has a good development and chemistry with Carr. And then you have Adams. He's the OG guy with Derek Carr. Going back to Fresno State, these guys were buddies. It's the biggest reason why Davante Adams, on top of the Raiders willing to give him the contract that the Packers weren't long term above the franchise tag, he wanted to come to the Raiders because he wanted to play with Derek Carr. That's how strong their bond has lasted. He's eyed the situation for a long time. There's been some comparisons made with the way Derek Carr plays in Aaron Rodgers' style. Carr just hasn't done it as a high level and hasn't had the Super Bowl success or the MVP success, but the talent has been there, and I think now the weapons are there, and he's just gotten better as he's gotten older here and seasoned. I think he's been through a lot of different quarterback coach changes, offensive coordinators, different wide receiver corps. Remember, he started early in his career with Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree. Well, now he's back up to that level, I think, at wide receiver. And Carr, the one thing that's kind of been the knock on him in fantasy is this doesn't give you anything running. So a lot of it is dependent on his pocket passing. He is a good athlete and can move around, but you're not going to get that running part as a dedicated part of his game here. But we know that Josh McDaniels has got it done with big fantasy numbers with Tom Brady now. I'm not saying Derek Carr is Tom Brady at all, but as Brady said, it put a lot of quarterbacks in the system. They would have been successful and put up some numbers because McDaniels opens things up. He's going to, again, take advantage of the best personnel on the field, and that's good news for Carr because the best personnel right now is Adams, Renfro, and Waller around him. But it's not just that. There's some good depth there. You have DeMarcus Robinson, the former Chief. He is some good value. Keelan Cole has had his moments with the Jaguars and the Jets. He's here as well in this receiving corps. They moved on from Bryan Edwards. They moved him to Atlanta. So there's a lot of changes around Renfro here where there's some legitimate guys. So Adams drawing the attention on the outside, Renfro working the slot, DeMarcus Robinson, a big body there that helped Patrick Mahomes quite a bit. So this receiving corps is upgraded beyond Adams, and that's something we have to keep in mind. And I think they'll have more passes to the running back as well. We know that element with James White has been a big part of the Patriots offense. So, and Waller is an elite tight end. So you have a pretty deep receiving corps. You have your outside guy, your slot guy. You have your tight end that's special that can stretch the field as well. So everything lines up pretty well here for Derek Carr. And the numbers will shoot up. I mean, he's a guy that's now seeing high passing volume. And again, McDaniels is not going to shy away from that. And also, let's keep in mind this division here with the Chiefs and Chargers and Broncos. It's all about the quarterbacks, right? And we know Justin Herbert's going to put up big numbers, Patrick Mahomes. Both these guys are high-end QB1s right up there with Josh Allen. And Russell Wilson is coming in as a QB1 in the top 10 as well. So I like Carr maybe better than Wilson, I think, because of the establishment with Renfro and Waller, and then having Adams. So when you look at the trio of Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, and Tim Patrick there in Denver, you feel like the weapons are much better in Las Vegas. The only question really is the offensive line. I think it'd be a little bit better, but the system, getting the ball out quickly. Carr is a good rhythm passer. He's got guys that can open themselves up pretty quickly in the short or intermediate routes. The other good thing is Renfro has been a pretty good touchdown scorer for his size. Waller is another big body in the red zone. Adams, we know, is a double-digit receiving machine there, scoring-wise. So we really like what the Raiders can do overall, and I think that's going to help Derek Carr. So sometimes we don't look at the weapons and where the sources of production come from, but the Raiders have plenty of that here. And I think it wasn't just Adams, but these other receivers and the presence of McDaniels really feel confident about what Carr can do, and I think he's going really undervalued here. There's some guys that would definitely take him over. Or looking at Stafford, I think there's a case that he can go over Stafford. Looking at Rodgers, even there's a case with Adams switching teams here. So good stuff there that we'll look at, and we'll examine the Raiders passing game more in our second segment. So we'll actually take wide receiver second here because that's a pretty big question here with Davante Adams and the rest of this core that includes Waller from tight end. We'll address that, and then we'll look at the Raiders backfield. So a little bit out of order than we usually do, but we'll get to all the key questions. Don't you worry about that. Before we do that, I've got to tell you about an exciting new sponsor here on the Locked On Network. It is Dave, and just like the name, D-A-V-E, level with me, we've all been in a situation at some point in our lives when we were a little tight on cash. Maybe you can only afford to pull a few gallons of gas in your tank, or you could think about going to a wedding and you had to get a wedding gift, so then you're worried about that cost. Well, guess what? That's where Dave can help. If you're living paycheck to paycheck or struggling to make ends meet, it can be really stressful when unexpected expenses come up. Now, Dave can help you get out of pinch when you really need it. Hindsight is 20/20, and you can't change the past, but what if you could get a little help from your future self? Maybe you asked to borrow a little cash. Well, now you can with Dave. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank, buy a wedding gift, or just catch up on bills. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. The best part about Dave, there's no interest and no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. It's easy to get in on Dave. Just download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's Dave, D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. Dave, future you will thank you. All right, it is time to look at our next key question involving the 2022 Las Vegas Raiders. And yeah, we're going to go a little bit out of order for this team, but we can do that because it's the second to last team. We're going to look at the receiving core here. So the question is, what does Davante Adams do to help the other receivers' value on this team in fantasy football? Now, Adams in himself, like, I don't think there's going to be a big drop off from what he did with the Packers. I think he's just that talented. I know it's not Rodgers, but it's Carr. And if it was any other quarterback, there would be an adjustment period here to getting on the same page with the guy. But this has been quick. It's been here all offseason long. So they've had plenty of time to rekindle that relationship on the field here. So really like what they can do with Carr and Adams. So Adams is fine. He's going to make that transition. The change is going to be not much of a change. He's still going to be taken where you would take him. Normally, it's not like Tyreek Hill where you have questions with Tua Tagovailoa and the other weapons there. Everyone knows why the Raiders got Adams. Everyone knows that he can fit with Carr, and Carr is going to give him the targets that he needs to be successful, and he's going to have a high catch rate, the touchdowns, everything is going to be there. Now, the trickle-down effect, I think it's going to affect Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow in fantasy. Adams is going to eat up a lot of targets, not a lot of vacated targets on this team, and Edwards was your top kind of lost receiver from this mix here from last season. So not a lot missing from what the Raiders had last year. And they adjusted well when Darren Waller was hurt, so there's that. But now Adams, the healthier guy, the new shiny toy in town, I don't think Renfrow is going to be hurt as much. I think he kind of overachieved a little bit because the receiving core was such a mess last year. I still think he's got solid wide receiver 3 value that can turn into wide receiver 2. He's going to be involved in this offense quite a bit. And there's a loose comparison that can be made here. Davante Adams is the best receiver Josh McDaniels has basically had since Randy Moss in his prime there for the Patriots with Brady. So he's going to treat Adams as the alpha completely. Renfrow is a little bit of Julian Edelman, and I think you see a little bit of Rob Gronkowski and Darren Waller. So there's some parallels that can be brought there. I think you'll see Hunter Renfrow get it done with volume, not necessarily with touchdowns. So half point, full point PPR, Renfrow has a little bit more value into that wide receiver 2 realm. In standard leagues, he's probably more wide receiver 3. I don't see him necessarily being as big of a touchdown guy, with Adams probably getting into double digits here as a target. He can get open pretty easily in the red zone. He's more of a classic red zone receiver than Renfrow. And remember, Julian Edelman's touchdowns were a little bit volatile there, and more leaning toward the possession and the high volume there. So that's what you're looking at with Hunter Renfrow. Again, wide receiver 3 with a bullet going up in wide receiver 2, depending on the league format you're in. Darren Waller, I think there's a potential for a bust here for Waller, but I think it's going to be more on the scoring side. We've gotten used to him scoring again. That was not a big part of his game before, but they had to rely upon him a little bit more with just limitations elsewhere at wide receiver. So let's keep that in mind. I think still think he's a good yardage play and he's going to get downfield, but I don't think he's in that mix where I want to look at him with Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews and Kyle Pitts. I think he falls into that next category where George Kittle, and there's some reasons that you might take George Kittle ahead of him. You could look at Dallas Goedert also having a case to go ahead of Waller. So I think he's not that top 3 option that you would like him to be now with Adams. There's some redundancy there with some of the usage that's going to happen, especially in scoring position. Waller's going to be a key target. And again, he's going to put up decent numbers to supplement what Adams and Renfrow do, so Carr can add up to that QB1 we're looking for here. But Foster Moreau has proved to be athletic as well. He might get a few opportunities. Waller getting a little up there in age. The wear and tear could be adding up a little bit as he's taking a lot of abuse with all the coverage attention. So again, he's going to get some nice coverage there to exploit in the middle of the field. But again, Adams and Renfrow, a lot of the things the Raiders do are going to flow through them a little bit more. Waller's going to be that luxury that plays off them downfield. So I'm not saying Darren Waller's not a tight end 1 anymore. I'm just saying just be careful about drafting him. There's only one ball to go around. And again, if there wasn't a connection with Carr and Adams, it'd be a little bit different where he'd be worked in as maybe a co-number 1 there, but he's going to jump Renfrow and Waller, and you have to make that adjustment here because there's only one ball and there's not as many targets to go around here in Las Vegas. So Really like what this receiving core can do overall. I think it's a good offense to invest in general. We've seen that with McDaniels offenses, and this is not what McDaniels had at the end of his Patriots time, right? There was not much there. The Nelson Agholor, Kendrick Bourne, and Jacoby Myers. This trio is way better than that. Again, one of his best trios he's ever had there, period. It doesn't matter if he's in New England or Las Vegas. So really excited for that. They're going to get the ball in the hands of the playmakers most. The rest of the guys are more complimentary. Yeah, you'll see Robinson and Cole have their moments, but Jacobs and the receiving part of the backs may be less relied upon because you have Renfro and Waller and Adams who all can take care of the short area. So that could be cut into a little bit. But again, expect Waller's touchdowns to go down, Renfro's touchdowns to go down. You got to adjust accordingly. There was going to be some touchdown regression in general, but now Adams confirms that as a consistent TD scorer in his own right. All right, there's a look at the Raiders, a key receiving question there, along with Derek Carr and the quarterback question. We'll answer that running back question in our final segment. I do have to tell you that BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to check in all your betting needs. Find all your favorite sports in advance at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information, from live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. They have you covered. And a lot of action coming this week. We have the Hall of Fame game between the Jaguars and Raiders. So preseason action finally on the table here from the NFL, getting our juices flowing there for the regular season just around the corner. Head to BetOnline today or use a mobile device to learn more about the action happening today. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, it's time to close the show looking at the Raiders' key question at running back. And it's going to revolve around the sleeper here in this backfield. And it's a two-part question. Do you trust Josh Jacobs? And how much are you willing to invest in Zamir White? So, yeah, we're just totally overlooking Kenyon Drake here. Totally, we get it. He's the number two back right now. But it's the Patriots-like backfield. It's unpredictable. New guy taking over. Guess who's the number four, too? That annoying thorn in the side of the Patriots' backs, Brandon Bolden. So he's made his way here to Las Vegas. So he's involved in this as well. Zamir White was right up there with James Cook, leading the backfield for the Georgia National Championship offense. So very talented back. He was the lead back there. Cook was the complimentary pass catcher, Dalvin's brother. So Zamir White, following that tradition of Todd Gurley, Nick Chubb, Sonny Michel, those type of runners. I mean, Georgia's produced some good ones in the NFL. And Zamir White has a good skill set overall here. So Jacobs and Drake, we'll see how that plays out. I think Jacobs will be fine. I just think you'll see more of Drake factored in there. Might see Drake being the swing backup that you can work in the red zone a little bit of Rex Burkhead style, where Zamir White could end up being a good change of pace here with some explosiveness. You could see a situation develop with another Alabama back. We saw Damien Harris and Ramondre Stevenson. That could develop between Jacobs and Zamir White. So all kinds of things are on the table here. Just hard to trust Josh Jacobs again. They're going to open up the passing game quite a bit. There's too much competition here. Jacobs is not necessarily the most durable. So again, I'll be wary of him as taking him as an RB2. I think I'd rather look for some values later. Now, Drake is not a bad handcuff if you end up with Jacobs, at least from the veteran perspective, to cover your bases here with Jacobs and Drake. And wait until White comes along. But if I'm going to take a flyer later on the draft in this Raiders backfield, I feel a lot more comfortable with White, where I don't want to invest too highly in an RB2 with Jacobs. So I want to take him at the right price, maybe falling in that RB2 flex borderline here because of the presence of Drake and White. Yeah, but I'm way more interested in the Raiders passing game. Another reason I like Derek Carr as a sleeper, that I think this is going to be a pass-first, pass-heavy team out of necessity as well, because I think this defense is not going to be very good overall beyond Max Crosby in relation to the other defenses in this division. So you'll see the Broncos being able to throw the ball around here with Russell Wilson, Herbert, Mahomes. We talked about these games in the division could be absolute shootouts here. And the Raiders are in the weakened position defensively. I think the Chargers defense is pretty good. Broncos still have some pretty good pieces, minus Vic Fangio. And you have the Chiefs kind of established with their scheme under Steve Spagnuolo. So the Raiders' defense is the biggest liability in this division. And when you have bad defense and the game script could be negative and you're back and forth with another quarterback, it's going to be more passing. So I would not be surprised if this became an absolute pass-happy team out of necessity and out of strength as well. Not just playing to a strength, but avoiding weakness and realizing that's where we have to go. So Again, I don't want to invest too much in the Raiders' backfield in general. If you have to get Jacobs, make sure you protect your investment either with another Raider. I prefer to go to another team to make sure you have a pretty high upside RB3 just in case things go south with Drake and White usage here. And if you're looking for a late sleeper and you're just not sure, Zamir White is a good name to throw out just for the talent there. So James Cook, Zamir White, I do want some shares of them. I love both of them at Georgia. I think they made a good combination, and they're in really good situations to see some contributions. White actually might have a little bit more appeal going forward if Devin Singletary has more commitment there from the Bills. But something to look overall, this Raiders backfield, again, just temper your expectations. It's not going to be the ground and pound type situation. And there's also some touchdown competition for Jacobs, so keep that in mind. So I would lean towards a flyer in Zamir White late in drafts versus investing too highly in Jacobs early in drafts. And then Kenny Drake, if you get stuck and you want somebody as a flex play that could get you a cheap touchdown or an early season handcuff, you can go there. But he's kind of in the middle somewhere. When the wide receivers and running backs dry up a little bit, you can go there or use him as a short-term handcuff for Jacobs. But other than that, not interested in the overall use of Jacobs versus trying to get White or Drake later. All right, there you have it. There's a look at the Raiders and their fantasy football key questions here for 2022. We will close with the Los Angeles Chargers, our final team that we'll look at tomorrow. A lot of excitement over that team. Justin Herbert, his receivers, Austin Eckler, excited to break that team down for you. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. Now make your second listen to the Locked On NFL podcast. Plenty to talk about there with the Deshaun Watson fallout. Our national NFL expert and insiders keep fans dialed in with the biggest stories and latest news from around the league because an offseason doesn't equal a break in the action. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great day, and we'll close it all up with the Chargers preview tomorrow.